This is Your Life FM News. I'm Michelle Marr. 7,000 hospital support staff, including 1,000 chefs, will ballot for strike action next month in a dispute over pay. The staff belonging to SIP2 accused the government of frustrating a job evaluation process, which had found that members had been underpaid for some years. And finally, 22% of job seekers in Munster have applied for up to 21 roles in the last 12 months. That is just one of the findings of a report carried out by Jobs Expo Cork, which is hosting a free event in the city this Saturday. A range of local employers will be on hand with information and advice at the exhibition in the Clayton Silver Springs Hotel from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It has also emerged in the research that 46% of recorded job seekers are currently employed, but actively looking for a new position. And the Munster weather forecast. It will stay dry overnight with a mix of cloud and clear spells. A few mist or fog patches will form as winds fall light. Minimum temperatures of 2 to 5 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, we'll see some sunshine but turning mostly cloudy with a few light showers moving in during the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures of 10 to 13 degrees in light variable breezes. You're listening to 93.1 Life FM, shining the light over Cork.
Welcome to this teaching. I am so excited about this. I really look forward to share this word with you. Today I'm going to talk about the covenants, and you're going to see that we are not under the law of Moses anymore. The covenant with Moses is over, is out, is not for us. So we shall not try to keep the law. No, Jesus came with something better. He came to create a new covenant. So we are not called to live by the old, by the letter, as the Bible calls it. Because the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And this is what you saw, because when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, with the law, they have already broken the law and 3,000 people died. But when the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, 3,000 got new life. Why? Because the letter kills and the Spirit gives life. And you are going to hear something I think many of you have not heard before. And it's going to open your eyes. It's going to set you free to live the life God has for you. A life in freedom. A life, yes, where you are holy, where you don't live in sin. But that life is not coming by trying to keep the law. That life is coming by focus on the new life and the Spirit. So I believe this teaching is going to help you and set you free. God bless you.